The epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension, taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent, therefore, and watchful in prayers, but above all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring, according to the gift that each has received. Administer it to one another as good as stewards of the manifold graces of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as with words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as of from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ. And then the gospel is taken that according to St. John, chapters 15 and 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me. And you also bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. So we are in these 9 days, this very short season of the Ascension, the 9 days between the day of the Ascension itself and the coming of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. Pentecost is after Easter, the second greatest feast of the year. It is one of the most important feasts. Easter, of course, without it, our faith is in vain. But without Pentecost, our faith is also in vain. It's the completion of the work of God on this earth. And after Pentecost comes the Feast of Christmas. But the Feast of Pentecost is one of the greatest feasts, but it's also the most spiritual, the least visible of all the feasts. The only thing we really see is tongues of fire. Christmas, we see a baby. At Easter, we see the body of Christ that has been beaten and scourged and crowned with thorn and crucified, rising from a tomb. And these are very visible and beautiful feasts to us. But Pentecost is the completion of all the work of Jesus Christ. And so a few considerations in this preparation for this great feast, a necessary feast of Pentecost, which comes next Sunday. And also a final reminder in the announcement that the Easter duty, all Catholics are obliged to go to Holy Communion worthily at least once during the Easter time, which is from the first Sunday of Lent until the Saturday after Pentecost, until the day before Trinity Sunday. And so we have only 2 weeks left of the Easter time, and if we have not made a Holy Communion, worthy Holy Communion during this time, then it will be a mortal sin to go to find yourself on Trinity Sunday without having made that Holy Communion. And so be sure that we make the Easter Communion. Of course, you should go to Communion as often as possible, but this is the minimum requirement of the Church. So just a reminder of that. And of course, that means making a good confession beforehand. And Communion in the state of mortal sin does not fulfill the Easter obligation. But in any case, this Pentecost feast is coming up, and we are asking for things during this short season. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before Ascension, Rogation days. We ask for material things. We ask for the money. We ask for the food. We ask for the things we needed to sustain our bellies. And then Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. Now 9 days follow. And now we ask for the important things. We ask for the transformation of our souls so that we can go to heaven. We're creatures that were made for heaven. And wherefore, we are supposed to have a kind of longing during these 9 days. A longing and a gratitude for one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given to man. And that is His mystical body. the Catholic Church. The Church has gone through many sufferings, many trials and tribulations down the last 2,000 years. And in the midst of its trials and tribulations, we sometimes forget about how beautiful of a gift this Church is, this mystical body of Jesus Christ. That it is the Holy Ghost breathing Christ upon us. That's what the Church is. It's the Holy Ghost bringing us Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost connecting us to Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost making us understand the relationship between Jesus Christ and His Father. It is the working of the Holy Ghost, this mystical body. And all we see as a visible sign that this mystical body is born are two things. First of all, tongues of fire that come down upon the head of the apostles. And then secondly, words that come from the mouth of those apostles. And these tongues of fire are the symbol of charity. And the words are the words of Christ, but not spoken as if they have been read out of the book. Anyone can open the book and say, "Dearly beloved, be prudent therefore." They can read the words of Peter. The words of the priest and the words of the bishop and the words of the pope are different. Whether you know it or not, when I read these words of 1 Peter chapter 4 to you, it is an extremely different experience than when you read them to yourself. Because when I read them as a priest of God, the Holy Ghost comes into me. And you can hear with your ears the Holy Ghost speaking. You are connected to the Holy Ghost in a way that you are not connected if you are not connected to the priest and to the mystical body and to the church. We are asking for the Holy Ghost to descend upon us and fill us on Pentecost Sunday. He's going to fill, first of all, His Pope and His bishops and His priests, that they might be the worthy administrators of His Word. And then He is going to fill all of the souls of the faithful, that they might be livers of His Word, that we might have sanctifying grace inside of us. You die with sanctifying grace, you go to heaven. You die without it, you go to hell. And therefore, it is the one thing that matters in life, the maintenance, the development, the getting and the keeping and the loving and the cherishing and the living of sanctifying grace. The life of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost inside of my own soul. This is of the greatest value. When Jesus Christ came to this world, His work was not complete when He ascended into heaven, when He rose from the dead, when He died on the cross. It will be a few days from now when His work will begin to be complete. So every one of us, during these few days, should be asking for the Holy Ghost to fill us. And St. Peter says, what should He fill us with? What should we really be asking for? We can ask for all kinds of spiritual things, but St. Peter says, ask for charity. That's the sign of the Holy Ghost. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est, we say on Holy Thursday. Where there is charity and love, God is there. That's the sign of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. We need to ask for charity during this first novena between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost Sunday. Ask for charity, the divine love. And the divine love, which is the name of the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the divine love will come down upon us and enter into us and fill us. And it will give us an understanding, not only in our mind, but an understanding in our hearts. And the understanding will be of Jesus Christ and of the Father. We cannot know the Father nor Christ without the Holy Ghost. As a little comparison, Holy Thursday night, St. Philip says to our Lord, "Show us the Father." And Christ responds to Philip and He says, "Philip, how long have I been with you? Do you not know that he who sees me sees the Father also?" So likewise, the Holy Ghost inside of us shows us by his being inside of the mystical body of Christ, by his giving the life to the sacraments and to the Mass and to all the things you see in the Catholic Church, he gives life to these things. And when we see them, they come from the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost shows us the Father, and he shows us the Son. We can't know the Son unless the Holy Ghost shows us the Son. We can't know the Father unless the Son shows us the Father. And the Holy Ghost is intimately connected to both the Father and the Son, and therefore he shows us both Son and Father. And that's what we have to see, the Father and the Son. We're here in order to be immersed in the Blessed Trinity. And the Trinity is going to come down in tongues of fire in a few days and fill his church. And it's going to be born. And when that church is born, 3,000 souls will turn to God on the first day, 2,000 on the Monday after, the second day. And then souls will turn to God from that day until the very end of the world. Despite the weakness and evil of the men that are priests and the men that are bishops and the men that are popes, despite their evils, despite their weaknesses, God will use this church as an instrument of bringing souls to himself. And it is the Holy Ghost that makes everything work. And what is the key thing that he gives to us, the key grace, the key element of our lives? Divine charity. And so let's ask for that charity during the course of these 9 days. And ask for it to be increased and be filled with our Lord. And I'll close it at that. And then just remember that after the Mass, I must leave immediately. So there'll be no meetings with myself, with the Padre after Mass, because I have to go make a sick call before the Fort Collins Mass. And so I'll close it at that. And God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.